Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey Zabar is here, too. Jeffrey is a longtime, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist. I was there when he got the medal almost 20 years ago. And he's the author of three books on being home-based. He was home-based before it was cool. And like me, this year he celebrates 30 years in business. Talk about a survival story. Jeffrey, how did you do it? Welcome back.
You know what, I don't know. You just do it. You know, I mean, with so many things in life, you know, you wake up one day and 30, you know, as Pink Floyd said, 10 years has got behind you, 30 years has got behind you. And,
yeah.
You know, you just wake up every morning. It's like I do these interviews for one of my publications down here in South Florida. And one of the questions I ask, it's profiles of a bunch of, you know, well-known and respected CEOs mm-hmm. across the region. And I say, what motivates you? I said, what's your professional driver? What gets you out of bed early on Monday and keeps you late on Friday? And, you know, for many of them, they have something that motivates them, success or seeing their employees or, you know, others thrive or, you know, just being the best at what they can do, serving their clients. But I think part of it is just doing. You know, you don't think about it as an entrepreneur. And
so you're talking about showing up. You're talking about showing up then, aren't you? 80%.
Just showing up.
80% is showing up, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that, you know, and there's a saying, I used to do a lot of public speaking, as you know, and one of the things I said is successful people are either entrepreneurs or they think like them. So whether you're a clock puncher in someone else's
right.
business or you're the one who's hanging the shingle, you know, you own that. You own what you do.
100%.
And I think that's what we do. You know, you and me and what we do in our work and our lives, you know, it's just showing up, but it's just knowing that the work's got to get done. But you don't really just, you don't think about it. You just do.
And well, you know, and I like you saying that. Also, I like you saying about the ownership part, because that is such an important point. And in fact, my column this week is going to be all about this. And you and I had not, folks, he and I had not talked about this. And he's lurched uncontrollably to basically tell in my article, Jeffrey, because when one of the things I like to tell people is, when I was in sales, when I was 100% in sales on commission, like working for Xerox, there were days when I didn't want to go to work because it was pouring down rain. I worked out of my car, right? It was, I mean, it'd be a monsoon out there, and I didn't want to go to work. And most of the people I knew didn't, you know, salespeople, they stayed home. I still got in my car. I still went out of the marketplace. And I might even just go to a donut shop with no intention of selling anything, and something would happen there. You've got to show up. The marketplace doesn't care about your existence, but if you show up, it will let good things happen.
I tell you what, I was with I made a drive yesterday for, and talk about just showing up. I made a drive yesterday. A client who I've worked with she's been in newspapers and magazines, first as a journalist and then in the marketing side, working with clients and advertisers and sponsors. She celebrated her 35th year. She just retired yesterday after 35 years in the print newspaper business, which
wow.
is pretty remarkable in itself,
wow.
right?
Yes.
Two thoughts about that. First, about you're just showing up. Spoke to a woman yesterday, and not her, but a publisher that she worked under, this other woman, and she said, you know, I don't believe in luck. She goes, I believe that you just have to show up
mm-hmm.
and, you know, sort of make it happen, et cetera. And I said, what is it the Chinese say? Luck is when opportunity meets preparation, or
that's right.
when preparation meets opportunity. You know, things fall your way. If you stay home, if you stay in the office, if you don't go out and sell on those rainy days, things aren't going to fall your way. They may
that's
not
right.
if you do, but they definitely, you know, Gretzky said, I miss 100% of the shots I don't take. You know, if you don't get out there and make an opportunity, make your own opportunity.
I learned a lesson a long time ago from a nun we were talking about it, and I won't go into the whole reason for the conversation, but one of the things I learned from her is the concept of availability, making yourself available. You know, showing up is one way of saying it, but making yourself available. Don't just show up, but make yourself available. When you show up, you know, imagine, look around you, look for opportunities. Maybe, you know, who knows what you'll find, but when you show up, also pay attention. And when you make yourself available to the marketplace, you know, you've got an opportunity. But if you don't, if you, I mean, I don't know how many people that I knew who were in sales who, if they just didn't feel good, or if they did, if it was raining or snowing or whatever was happening, they would literally just stay home. And even when I didn't feel like meeting anybody on those days,
right,
I still went on. I called it going on the pavement. Stay on the pavement.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one thing to keep in mind, or one way to put it, is if you don't, someone else will.
I have
because
a friend.
If there's someone buying your widget, you know, if someone out there is buying your widget, it's either they're buying it from you or they're buying it from your competition.
I have a friend I have a friend who's dead now, who inherited a business from his dad, but then he had to dig it out of the dirt. I mean, he literally almost lost it because of the economy. And I remember him telling me, he was a client of mine when I had my consulting business. I remember him telling me there were days when he was afraid to leave. It was a supply business. He said there were many, many days when I was afraid to leave work. He said, I might still be there at 7, 8 o'clock at night because I thought I might miss a phone call from a customer. He was afraid to leave work.
Yeah.
Now that's showing up, buddy, right there.
Yeah, you know what, we all have to do, you know, whatever our work is, and however work comes to us, you know, to me, now it all comes by email. If it comes, you know, when it comes by email, but just being ready for it, you know, back to opportunity meeting preparation. And, you know, if you have to be there, you have to be prepared for that call to come in. You have to be prepared to respond and prepared to deliver. So it's, you know, it's great. So how do we do it? How have you done 30 years in business? How have I done 30 years in business? It's just showing up early on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday and Friday.
You also have to love the fact, and this is important. This is what makes you show up. You have to love the fact. You have to be in love with the fact that whatever comes in the door belongs to you. I think that's what makes me show up every day after all these years.
Yep, absolutely.
Whatever comes in today, whatever it becomes, whatever comes in my door, whatever it becomes, depends 100% on me. With Jeffrey Zabar, more wisdom and lessons from 30-year veteran business owner Jeffrey Zabar. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com, those are his websites.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.